Вариант 13.
Сейчас вы будете выполнять задание по аудированию. Каждый текст прозвучит два раза. После первого и второго прослушивания у вас будет время для выполнения и проверки заданий. Все паузы включены в аудиозапись. Остановка и повторное воспроизведение аудиозаписи не предусмотрены. По окончании выполнения всего раздела «Аудирование» перенесите свои ответы в бланк ответов номер один. Задание 1. Вы услышите 6 высказываний. Установите соответствие между высказываниями каждого говорящего «AF» и утверждениями, данными в списке 1-7. Используйте каждое утверждение, обозначенное соответствующей цифрой, только один раз. В задании есть одно лишнее утверждение. Вы услышите запись дважды. Занесите свои ответы в таблицу. У вас есть 20 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
Now we are ready to start. Speaker A.
Located at the foot of Dragon Mountain, Pinocchio Restaurant can accommodate up to 60 people. Our family-owned restaurant serves both Asian and European cuisines and have been in the business for over 10 years. We offer flexible breakfast and a special menu for lunch. Our guests will be surprised by a pleasant dinner with the gentle light of candles in a quiet romantic atmosphere. You're also welcome to enjoy your dessert or drink on the terrace, facing the valley and providing a fantastic view of majestic mountains.
Speaker B.
From seafood to pasta, Millennium Restaurant has all of your favorite dishes and some that are sure to become your new favorites once you try them. The restaurant is home to our spectacular Crystal Ballroom, where we feature special buffets for holiday events. We offer top-quality catering service to help make your next party a success. No matter whether you have a small group or a big get-together, you will be able to enjoy all of our delicious food items through our buffet-style catering services.
Speaker C.
Whether you want a delicious home-style breakfast, a specialty sandwich for lunch, or a warm, hearty dinner, Tropicana Restaurant is the place to be. Friday and Saturday nights are extra special as we have a pianist in our lounge for your listening enjoyment. Children are given special attention at our restaurant. We have puzzles and coloring books to keep them busy while they wait for their meal to be prepared. Please join us for what will be a fun and memorable dining experience. We look forward to seeing you soon.
Speaker D.
Our restaurant features several colourful details that are visible from the restaurant terrace, such as an aquarium with live fish and an open grill in which we prepare meat dishes. These details are proof of the rich offer that the restaurant has and an invitation to enjoy offered delicacies. A visit to this luxurious restaurant becomes a memorable gastronomic experience for every guest. Just a single look at our meals makes it evident how much love and passion our top professional chefs invested in their cooking to bring you all of the food dishes that you love.
Speaker E.
Harvest Inviting Interior was designed by acclaimed award-winning designer Laurie Carroll. Harvest features fresh salads and soups, seasonal seafood, as well as several dishes using local grass-fed beef and homemade pasta. All ingredients are served fresh and only featured at their peak times throughout the year. Our menu changes seasonally to take advantage of our local farmers' crops, some of whom exclusively grow for Harvest menu. We also take one step further by offering seasonal cocktails using only fresh squeezed juices and freshly muddled ingredients.
Speaker F.
We are happy to welcome everyone at our restaurant that offers all of the traditional comfort food made with that homemade touch. If you like grandma's meatloaf and mashed potatoes, you'll love the food down here. When you visit our restaurant, you will be treated like a member of the family. From the time you walk through the front door until the time you are ready to leave, our waiters and waitresses will give you the friendliest and most attentive service. We love people and want everyone to have as enjoyable an eating experience as possible.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the texts again. Speaker A.
Located at the foot of Dragon Mountain, Pinocchio Restaurant can accommodate up to 60 people. Our family-owned restaurant serves both Asian and European cuisines and have been in the business for over 10 years. We offer flexible breakfast and a special menu for lunch. Our guests will be surprised by a pleasant dinner with the gentle light of candles in a quiet romantic atmosphere. You're also welcome to enjoy your dessert or drink on the terrace, facing the valley and providing a fantastic view of majestic mountains.
Speaker B.
From seafood to pasta, Millennium Restaurant has all of your favourite dishes and some that are sure to become your new favourites once you try them. The restaurant is home to our spectacular Crystal Ballroom, where we feature special buffets for holiday events. We offer top quality catering service to help make your next party a success. No matter whether you have a small group or a big get-together, you will be able to enjoy all of our delicious food items through our buffet-style catering services.
Speaker C.
Whether you want a delicious home-style breakfast, a specialty sandwich for lunch, or a warm, hearty dinner, Tropicana Restaurant is the place to be. Friday and Saturday nights are extra special as we have a pianist in our lounge for your listening enjoyment. Children are given special attention at our restaurant. We have puzzles and coloring books to keep them busy while they wait for their meal to be prepared. Please join us for what will be a fun and memorable dining experience. We look forward to seeing you soon.
Speaker D.
Our restaurant features several colourful details that are visible from the restaurant terrace, such as an aquarium with live fish and an open grill in which we prepare meat dishes. These details are proof of the rich offer that the restaurant has and an invitation to enjoy offered delicacies. A visit to this luxurious restaurant becomes a memorable gastronomic experience for every guest. Just a single look at our meals makes it evident how much love and passion our top professional chefs invested in their cooking to bring you all of the food dishes that you love.
Speaker E.
Harvest Inviting Interior was designed by acclaimed award-winning designer Laurie Carroll. Harvest features fresh salads and soups, seasonal seafood, as well as several dishes using local grass-fed beef and homemade pasta. All ingredients are served fresh and only featured at their peak times throughout the year. Our menu changes seasonally to take advantage of our local farmers' crops, some of whom exclusively grow for Harvest Menu. We also take one step further by offering seasonal cocktails using only fresh squeezed juices and freshly muddled ingredients.
Speaker F.
We are happy to welcome everyone at our restaurant that offers all of the traditional comfort food made with that homemade touch. If you like grandma's meatloaf and mashed potatoes, you'll love the food down here. When you visit our restaurant, you will be treated like a member of the family. From the time you walk through the front door until the time you are ready to leave, our waiters and waitresses will give you the friendliest and most attentive service. We love people and want everyone to have as enjoyable an eating experience as possible.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.
Задание 2. Вы услышите диалог. Определите, какие из приведенных утверждений A, G – соответствуют содержанию текста. 1. True. Какие не соответствуют? 2. False. И о чем в тексте не сказано? То есть на основании текста нельзя дать ни положительного, ни отрицательного ответа. 3. Not stated. Занесите номер выбранного вами варианта ответа в таблицу. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 20 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданиями.
Now we are ready to start.
Good afternoon, Marina Beach Hotel. May I help you?
Yes, I'd like to book a room, please.
Certainly. What dates would you like?
I'd like to come on the 4th of September. That's Sunday.
I am sorry. We are fully booked until the 15th of September, and the nearest Sunday will be September the 18th.
I'm afraid it's rather cool at the end of September.
Not at all, madam. The average air temperature in September is 28 degrees Celsius, and the sea is good for swimming.
Okay. I'll have to change my schedule. Let it be the 18th of September.
How long are you going to stay?
For 2 weeks.
What kind of room would you like, madam?
I'd like a single room with a bath. I'd also appreciate if you could give me a room overlooking the sea.
Certainly, madam. I'll just check what we have available. I'm afraid our single rooms are fully booked. Would you take a double room? We have a room on the fourth floor with a really splendid view.
What are your rates for a double room?
Would you like breakfast, half board or full board?
I think half board will be enough.
If you stay in a double alone, it's €84 per night, excluding VAT.
And if I come with my husband?
Then it's €110 per night for a double room with half board.
I think I'd better take a double room for me and my husband.
That's fine. Who's the booking for, please, madam?
Mr. and Mrs. Rayfield. That's Rayfield.
Okay, let me check your booking. Mr. and Mrs. Rayfield, a double with a bath for 2 weeks starting from September the 15th. Is that correct?
Not exactly. The starting date is September the 18th.
Sorry, madam, I've got it. How will you be paying?
By credit card. The number is 2073-0905-0732-8914.
Expiry date?
July, next year.
Thank you, madam. Let me give you your confirmation number. It's 757-6685. I'll repeat that. 757-6685. Thank you for choosing Marina Beach Hotel and have a nice day. Goodbye.
Thank you. Goodbye.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the text again.
Good afternoon, Marina Beach Hotel. May I help you?
Yes, I'd like to book a room, please.
Certainly. What dates would you like?
I'd like to come on the 4th of September. That's Sunday.
I am sorry. We are fully booked until the 15th of September, and the nearest Sunday will be September the 18th.
I'm afraid it's rather cool at the end of September.
Not at all, madam. The average air temperature in September is 28 degrees Celsius, and the sea is good for swimming.
Okay. I'll have to change my schedule. Let it be the 18th of September.
How long are you going to stay?
For 2 weeks.
What kind of room would you like, madam?
I'd like a single room with a bath. I'd also appreciate if you could give me a room overlooking the sea.
Certainly, madam. I'll just check what we have available. I'm afraid our single rooms are fully booked. Would you take a double room? We have a room on the fourth floor with a really splendid view.
What are your rates for a double room?
Would you like breakfast, half board or full board?
I think half board will be enough.
If you stay in a double alone, it's €84 per night, excluding VAT.
And if I come with my husband?
Then it's €110 per night for a double room with half board.
I think I'd better take a double room for me and my husband.
That's fine. Who's the booking for, please, madam?
Mr. and Mrs. Rayfield. That's R-Y-E-F-I-E-L-D.
Okay, let me check your booking. Mr. and Mrs. Rayfield, a double with a bath for 2 weeks starting from September the 15th. Is that correct?
Not exactly. The starting date is September the 18th.
Sorry, madam, I've got it. How will you be paying?
By credit card. The number is 2073-0905-0732-8914.
Expiry date?
July, next year.
Thank you, madam. Let me give you your confirmation number. It's 757-6685. I'll repeat that. 757-6685. Thank you for choosing Marina Beach Hotel and have a nice day. Goodbye.
Thank you. Goodbye.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.
Задание 3.9. Вы услышите интервью с экспертом по окружающей среде. В заданиях 3.9 запишите в поле ответа цифру 1, 2 или 3, соответствующую выбранному вами варианту ответа. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 50 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданиями.
Now we are ready to start.
In your new book, you criticize your fellow environmentalists using such words as outdated and too tradition-bound. Why?
To understand why I'm critical, you have to remember that at the beginning of the environmental movement, back in the 1970s, the Green Credo was built on three antis: anti-nuclear power, anti-genetically engineered crops, and anti-densely populated cities. But the world has changed radically. Today we're faced with the threat of catastrophic global warming, and the application of technology is our only chance to reverse this greenhouse devastation. As a result, some fundamental green ideas have to be re-examined and rethought.
Let's be specific. Which ideas are you talking about?
Take, for example, the once sacrosanct ideas that nuclear power and genetically engineered crops are bad. That simply doesn't make sense anymore. We now have a number of exciting and maturing technologies to address the challenge of climate change, including advances in nuclear power generation and the creation of genetically engineered crops that use less energy and less water.
So, how would you describe the current state of the environmental movement?
There's a battle going on right now. A fair number of people are gradually going from being anti-nuclear to being cautiously pro-nuclear. Of course, many Greens, especially in Europe, are still against transgenic crops. But I've talked to others who are not as worked up about technologies like synthetic biology. In short, everything is in flux. For instance, in the past, nobody wanted to talk about finding ways to make coal less dirty. But now that our backs are against the wall, we've got to look at every possible way of making energy cleaner.
You said that the opposition among Greens to the genetic management of agriculture is the biggest mistake the environmental movement has ever made. Do you still stand by that sweeping statement?
Absolutely. We did active harm, especially in Africa, by promoting a form of anti-science. We told people in the developing world, pay no attention to the scientists who say that transgenic crops are not only okay, but also more productive, more sustainable, and actually good for the environment. And we had no right to say that. After all, we are the people who base our arguments regarding global climate change on scientific data. And yet, when the science didn't suit our preconceived notions, we abandoned science. That's not good.
What's been the reaction to your proposals on genetically modified food?
Well, I'm a little surprised that food activists haven't come to my way of thinking. The local growing of organic food is absolutely fantastic in a country where the major nutrition problem is obesity. However, that's not the major nutrition problem in most of the world. What's needed is volume. The second green revolution is in the next set of good technologies in agriculture, not only of higher yield, lower cost, cheaper food, better distribution, but also environmentally green in terms of climate.
Let's talk about nuclear energy, which you now advocate. How practical is that? It creates all that dangerous waste, and we have no way to dispose of it.
Air pollution from coal burning is estimated to cause 30,000 deaths a year from lung disease in the USA and 350,000 deaths in China. A 1 gigawatt coal plant produces 7 million tons of carbon dioxide, all of which immediately goes into the atmosphere where no one can control it. Using a nuclear reactor to generate 1 gigawatt a year requires only about 20 tons of nuclear fuel. It's true that nuclear reactors create 20 tons of nuclear waste, but they create absolutely zero carbon dioxide.
That still doesn't address the question of what we do with all the spent nuclear waste.
Right now, that nuclear waste is carefully monitored by the government. By contrast, the millions of tons of carbon dioxide that go into the atmosphere from a coal plant are neither controlled nor retrievable. One new thing in spent nuclear waste storage that's come along is the so-called borehole technology. The idea is you dig a borehole 3 miles deep. You can drop spent fuel rods down the borehole, pour in some concrete, and forget about the whole thing. And then there's a breakthrough in nuclear technology that's just over the horizon. I mean fourth generation reactors that can reprocess the spent nuclear fuel.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now, you will hear the text again.
In your new book, you criticise your fellow environmentalists using such words as outdated, and too tradition-bound. Why?
To understand why I'm critical, you have to remember that at the beginning of the environmental movement, back in the 1970s, the Green Credo was built on three antis: anti-nuclear power, anti-genetically engineered crops, and anti-densely populated cities. But the world has changed radically. Today we're faced with the threat of catastrophic global warming, and the application of technology is our only chance to reverse this greenhouse devastation. As a result, some fundamental green ideas have to be re-examined and rethought.
Let's be specific. Which ideas are you talking about?
Take, for example, the once sacrosanct ideas that nuclear power and genetically engineered crops are bad. That simply doesn't make sense anymore. We now have a number of exciting and maturing technologies to address the challenge of climate change, including advances in nuclear power generation and the creation of genetically engineered crops that use less energy and less water.
So, how would you describe the current state of the environmental movement?
There's a battle going on right now. A fair number of people are gradually going from being anti-nuclear to being cautiously pro-nuclear. Of course, many Greens, especially in Europe, are still against transgenic crops. But I've talked to others who are not as worked up about technologies like synthetic biology. In short, everything is in flux. For instance, in the past, nobody wanted to talk about finding ways to make coal less dirty. But now that our backs are against the wall, we've got to look at every possible way of making energy cleaner.
You said that the opposition among Greens to the genetic management of agriculture is the biggest mistake the environmental movement has ever made. Do you still stand by that sweeping statement?
Absolutely. We did active harm, especially in Africa, by promoting a form of anti-science. We told people in the developing world, pay no attention to the scientists who say that transgenic crops are not only okay, but also more productive, more sustainable, and actually good for the environment. And we had no right to say that. After all, we are the people who base our arguments regarding global climate change on scientific data. And yet, when the science didn't suit our preconceived notions, we abandoned science. That's not good.
What's been the reaction to your proposals on genetically modified food?
Well, I'm a little surprised that food activists haven't come to my way of thinking. The local growing of organic food is absolutely fantastic in a country where the major nutrition problem is obesity. However, that's not the major nutrition problem in most of the world. What's needed is volume. The second green revolution is in the next set of good technologies in agriculture, not only of higher yield, lower cost, cheaper food, better distribution, but also environmentally green in terms of climate.
Let's talk about nuclear energy, which you now advocate. How practical is that? It creates all that dangerous waste, and we have no way to dispose of it.
Air pollution from coal burning is estimated to cause 30,000 deaths a year from lung disease in the USA and 350,000 deaths in China. A 1 gigawatt coal plant produces 7 million tons of carbon dioxide, all of which immediately goes into the atmosphere where no one can control it. Using a nuclear reactor to generate 1 gigawatt a year requires only about 20 tons of nuclear fuel. It's true that nuclear reactors create 20 tons of nuclear waste, but they create absolutely zero carbon dioxide.
That still doesn't address the question of what we do with all the spent nuclear waste.
Right now, that nuclear waste is carefully monitored by the government. By contrast, the millions of tons of carbon dioxide that go into the atmosphere from a coal plant are neither controlled nor retrievable. One new thing in spent nuclear waste storage that's come along is the so-called borehole technology. The idea is you dig a borehole 3 miles deep. You can drop spent fuel rods down the borehole, pour in some concrete, and forget about the whole thing. And then there's a breakthrough in nuclear technology that's just over the horizon. I mean fourth generation reactors that can reprocess the spent nuclear fuel.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers. This is the end of the listening test.
Время, отведенное на выполнение заданий, истекло.